I'm very happy now to welcome to the show Carissa Arrett. She's with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So Big Brothers Big Sisters is having a big event, which we're going to be talking about in a little while, that is happening on the 1st of October, coming up that Saturday. But for those who have not heard of this organization, or for those who have, what's it all about?
Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters believes that inherent in every child is the ability to thrive and succeed in life. And so Big Brothers Big Sisters of America was started over 100 years ago, and has since, there's over 350 agencies throughout the country. And of course, we are in northern New Mexico, and we cover Santa Fe, Los Alamos, Taos, Rio Arriba, McKinley, San Miguel, and Mora counties currently. And so basically, the mission is to provide children facing adversity with strong and enduring, professionally supported one-to-one relationships that change their lives for the better forever. So through their mentoring relationships, the littles, who are the children in our program.
Little brothers and little sisters.
And little brothers, yep, and they are matched with big brothers and big sisters. Most of those fall under the two programs. We have the community-based program and the school-based program. And right now we're gearing up for school-based, you know, since it's September, kids are back in school. So that program is where the big and the little meet about an hour a week at the same time, same location on school grounds, and the same day. So, for instance, Tuesdays from 11:30 to 12:30, they meet and they have lunch, or they play in the playground, or they read, they play some basketball. I mean, there's a variety.
So it's not tutoring.
It's not tutoring. Okay. Yeah, and so that is a common misperception. A lot of people do think that we're a tutoring service, and while bigs do help their littles sometimes with homework, or they read, or they take an interest in their school projects, it's more just about the friendship and the relationship that grows between the big and the little, and that positive influence.
What's that like for the other kids who don't have a...
They're very jealous, usually.
Really?
Yes. I've done both the school-based and the community-based program, and when I would go visit my little sister in, she was in sixth grade at the elementary school, all of her little friends would just gather around me, and they'd want to be a part of it. You know, they'd be like, oh, who's this? And she'd be like, oh, this is my big sister. And they just kind of beam. They glow. It's a really fun experience for them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so you get to hang out with them
and
make
like,
a difference.
It's not like, who's that lady?
No, yeah. I was a little intimidated when I first went into an elementary school. But no, people are like, oh, that's really cool. You know, and sometimes they think that you're their biological big sister, you know. But, you know, then you explain the program. They're like, oh, I want one. And
right.
So yeah, it's a really fun, rewarding program, and great for people that are on tight schedules that maybe really just can't give up an evening or a weekend to do the community-based program, which I'll talk about in a second. It's very steady, very consistent every week, same time, only about an hour.
I suppose for kids who are challenged, and of course those are the kids who get into that program anyway, challenged by their home lives or whatever reason, you know, what they say is consistency is just a really good thing for kids.
It is, yeah. Consistency is very important. When anyone thinks about mentoring, we do ask that they commit to at least a year.
Yeah.
Just because we know from studies that really makes the biggest impact is when littles are matched with their bigs for at least a year.
Now, when you did this, what was it like for you? What was your little, was it a little sister?
It was a little sister, yes. Women can be matched with little boys. We do not match men with little girls. But, you know, if there was a lady out there who's interested in having a little brother, that can be arranged. But I did have a little girl. I'm very girly, so it's kind of, yeah, it made more sense. It was fun. I'd go and I'd have lunch with her. We'd start with lunch, and then we'd go out to the playground and we'd hang out. And sometimes we'd go back to the classroom, and she'd show me her art project. She was very artistic, so she'd show me that, or she'd show me some of her cheerleading routine. She was in the cheerleading squad. And we'd just talk and hang out. And it's a lot easier than people think. People sometimes are, I think, kind of nervous. They're like, what am I going to do with this kid? But it's really easy. It just kind of flows and comes
and
naturally.
And what grade was she in?
She was in sixth.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think one of the things when I think about doing something like that, I think, I wasn't very happy in sixth. Well, actually, sixth grade was pretty good, but like once you get to seventh, eighth grade, it was kind of a nightmare.
It's tough, yeah.
And so you're on some level, I suppose, you're reliving a little bit of that yourself.
Yeah, definitely. You're kind of going back and seeing what it's like from their perspective. And it is a very challenging age, you know, that whole adolescence, puberty thing. And just a lot of questions, a lot of confusion. And so I think having that positive adult role model in their lives can be very helpful.
And so the community-based program is basically you get a little brother, a little sister, and what is it, once a week?
It's really up to the big and the little and the parents' schedule. It's very flexible. We ask for 6 to 8 hours a month, minimum. But a lot of times our bigs go over that because they have so much fun and there's so much to do. And our big brothers and big sisters realize that they're getting to get out in the community and do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do.
Right.
Or they're doing stuff that they would normally do, but they're just taking their little brother or little sister along with them. So it really isn't as big of a time commitment as people think. It goes really fast, you know, and so it's very easy to make that time when you're having a good time and you're seeing the impact and when you enjoy the relationship.
And if you're going to go to the IMAX theater or something, that takes hours to do
exactly.
There and get that, which is nice quality time spent with a kid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Some of our bigs and littles, they prefer to do maybe two outings a month, but they're bigger. You know, maybe they'll go to Albuquerque or they'll do a longer event like an IMAX thing. And some prefer just an hour, hour and a half a week. That's what I did usually in the evenings because of my little schedule. I had, just to clarify, I had a school-based little and a community-based little.
Right.
And with my community-based little, who was in fifth grade at the time, her weekends didn't work out for her family due to a custody situation. So we would meet in the evenings, just, you know, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. After school, we'd bake cookies. We'd go to the park. We'd go to the mall.
She
was very into shopping.
House?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd go to my house and bake cookies, and or we'd go to the mall. She was very into shopping at almost 12 years of age. So, yeah, and it was very rewarding.
Definitely. And how long were you together, so to speak?
We were together a year, and then she had to move away.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was, sometimes that happens. Life does happen. We do understand that. So, but then that's when I was rebatched with my school-based little.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And did you keep in touch?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing very well. She lives in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico. So, last time we had somebody on, or the time before, there was they were looking for big brothers in particular.
Yes. That is always our need. We do a push in the summer. That it tends to be when we get a lot of little boys enrolled, but we're looking for big brothers all year round. We tend to have about 70 little boys in Santa Fe County alone on the waiting list. And it's just because more little boys are referred to the program, and we don't have enough male volunteers coming in. So there's always that need for big brothers.
What listeners who are listening right now might want to take note are the qualities in a big brother, particularly, or big sister, that are necessary to do this and really have fun.
Yeah. The biggest thing I think we just talked about was consistency. You know, making sure it's not that you don't break an Audi. I mean, things happen. Life happens. We certainly understand that. But being consistent, showing up when you say you're going to, and being there for them is really a key. But honestly, people think that there's this certain personality type you have to have or qualities that you have to have. We have big brothers and big sisters from all walks of life, all different kinds of backgrounds and personalities. And they're great. And there's no one key attribute that would make you a better candidate for this than something else. So it's really great, the diversity of personalities, because children are very diverse. So we try to match people based on personalities and interests.
Now, do you match, for example, nerdy adults with nerdy kids?
If it's a request. We have an interest form that both the parents or guardians fill out along with the big brothers or big sisters, and that's at the beginning of the enrollment process, and then that's how they make the match, is based on interest. So if a child was really interested, say, in science or computers, you know, or geology or something, you know, we would do our best to match them with a big with the similar qualities.
And I suppose it works the other way around, too. I mean, a big brother or big sister could request a nerdy kid or
a
sports-oriented kid or whatever.
Yes. Actually, for big brothers, that is the biggest request we get from little brothers or potential little brothers is that they want a sporty, outdoorsy big brother. So, yeah, that tends to be a trend, you know, little boys.
All right.
To play basketball and
once again,
soccer.
Gentlemen, take note.
Exactly.
The website which you can find out more information on is bbbsnorthernnm.org, and we'll give more information later on. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has been going on for so long that you've been able to really collect data and follow up. I mean, a lot of these little brothers and little sisters who are 9-year-olds or whatever are adults now.
Yes. We actually do have quite a few alumni from the program that come back, and a lot of them will do speaking engagements for us on our behalf and talk about the program and what an impact that has made in their lives. And so it's really fun to see them after they've grown up and to see what they've done and for them to come back and say, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters changed my life. I wouldn't be where I am today without my big brother or my big sister. That's very, it's very moving. It's very powerful.
And I suppose it keeps them off the streets and out of gangs to some extent or a large extent.
It does. There's been some national research, and it has shown that positive relationships between littles and their bigs have a direct and measurable impact on the child's life. And by participating in our programs, little brothers and sisters are more confident in their schoolwork performance, able to get along better with their families, 46% less likely to begin using drugs, 27% less likely to begin using alcohol, 33% less likely to hit someone, and 52% less likely to skip school. So there's some pretty positive outcomes from this program, and so we're very proud of those statistics.
We're talking to Carissa Arrett. So Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico, I mean, you guys do very good fundraising events and are a wonderful and very well-established and well-loved nonprofit in this city. You've got an event coming up on Saturday evening, the 1st of October, at Buffalo Thunder. Is that right?
It's at the Hilton Santa Fe Golf Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder at 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 1st.
And so what's going to happen over there?
We are having the Little Gala for a Big Cause. And that is going to feature a hosted cocktail reception and silent auction. And the silent auction has over 200 items, a great shopping experience for anyone who's interested in just getting a good deal, but that also goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things. There's anything from the practical to the lavish and everything in between. You know, we've got practical items like mouth guards, teeth cleaning, tires for your car and car service packages, to trips to Italy and France.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then of course everything in between. So that'll be really fun. I've already kind of started to go through and look at all the items. It's really fun as they come in.
And good food.
Absolutely. We've got Chef Carmen Rodriguez, who is our culinary coordinator. He coordinated all this last year, and he's doing it again for us this year. And it is eclectic global cuisine. And it's prepared by some of Santa Fe's top chefs, served family style, and I think it's worth it just for the food. about 10 different chefs from around Santa Fe come together, and they create a dish that speaks to their restaurant's theme, but it's all coordinated by Carmen, who makes sure that the menu goes well together. And some of our participating restaurants are Amavi, Jambo, Pranzo Italian Grill,
nice.
Balconies on the Plaza, Blue Corn Cafe, Saffron of Santa Fe, Delancey Street Catering, Red Sage and Pueblo of Pewaukee, the chef from Pueblo of Pewaukee. So, we're very excited about that. And then during the silent auction, we are going to be having music by Savor.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Who's
Musica Cubana.
Exactly. And they are loved in this city. I love their music.
Indeed.
And then we also have during dinner John Trinacosta and Straight Up.
KSFR's very own.
Yes. They're wonderful as well. They played last year. And we have a special performance by Otmar Liebert.
Excellent.
Yes. He's a famous composer and guitarist of Luna Negra.
And there's a live auction also.
There is. And our live auction this year is featuring one-of-a-kind artwork from Dan Arlo and Michael Naminha, created exclusively for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northern New Mexico. So you can't get this particular artwork anywhere else but the gala. So
yay.
We're very excited about that. I've seen Michael's piece. It's very, very cool. So
this is all on Saturday night, October 1st. Yes. For tickets, people can call 505-983-8360. And they can also go to bbbsnorthernnm.org. And a little plug also for people who, if anybody wants to volunteer to be a school-based mentor, yes, they can also call that same number, 983-8360.
Yes, and you can actually go online and start filling out an inquiry if you are interested in becoming a volunteer, and get a lot more information about our different programs on there.
Carissa Arrett is with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz. Thank you.